This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of things about today's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office, our interviews with CEOs in this economy. First of all, it turns out a lot of those CEOs don't actually have corner offices. Second of all, sometimes it's actually better when you get them out of the office entirely. Case in point, today. I was in Michigan late last week, Dearborn specifically, just outside Detroit, at the Ford Motor Company's River Rouge complex, home since 1948, to Ford's F-150 pickup truck, the single best-selling vehicle in this entire country for the past 35 years. The guy giving me the tour was Ford CEO Mark Fields.
We're running three shifts here, and we have, 5,000-6,000 workers here. This is where, in the 20s, Henry Ford, his vision was raw materials coming in one end and a finished vehicle coming out the other.
You and this company have become an issue in this election. Donald Trump has gone after Ford for the decision you guys made to move small car production to Mexico. You have come back with the facts of we're not losing any jobs. We're going to, make higher margin cars both for customers in Mexico and here. How does it feel, though, when you wake up in the morning and it's GOP nominee slams Ford?
Well, it's, overall, the bottom line is it's frustrating. Lots of things are said on the presidential right. campaign trail. Usually that's different than actually governing. We work with whatever administration is in power and very productively.
In the beginning of this campaign, Trump actually went after Ford on the issue of tariffs and bringing goods back into this country. You wrote him a letter and you said, Mr. Trump, one New York kid to another, right? You're from Brooklyn. He's from Queens. What did he say back to you?
He actually wrote back. He wrote back a very nice note saying, "Ford is a great company. I'm a big customer."
I read your bio before we came in. It's a couple of years old, but it says in there that Mark Fields is a CEO of Ford, leading auto manufacturer and mobility company in this economy. What does that mean?
Well, it's a very interesting time.
Because you're making a shift, right?
Yeah, we are absolutely making a shift. The transportation systems that have served us so well around the world for the last 100 years, they're not going to work for the next 100 years when you look at population densities in cities. Today, 50% of the population around the world lives in cities. That's probably going to grow to 60, 65% in the next 15 years. That means there's more congestion, more traffic. So we're stepping back and saying, people are really going from a mindset of owning vehicles to owning them and sharing them. When you look at, things like Uber,
sure,
et cetera.
Yeah.
And we're stepping back and we're saying to ourselves, how do we thrive in that environment? And that's why we're going from an auto to an auto and mobility.
And you're also working on autonomous vehicles, right? And I think you've said you're going to have an autonomous vehicle on the road by 2021, right?
Correct.
Isn't that the number?
Yep.
First of all, seriously, that's like 5 years, man. I mean, you got to get going.
Well, we've been working on this for over 10 years as a company. People don't realize this, but over 10 years ago, the government had the DARPA challenge, which was the first challenge of autonomous vehicles. Right. We were the only automaker that actually participated in that. And many of our team members that worked on that have been working on autonomous vehicles since then. So our commitment is by the time we get to 2021, we'll have what they call level four,
right.
Autonomous vehicle, no brake pedal, no steering wheel, in a predefined, pre-mapped area.
No brake pedal, no steering wheel. Are you going to get into one of those cars?
Absolutely.
What do you make of the conversation that we're having in this country around this election about manufacturing in America? I mean, you don't get much more old line, mainline manufacturing than the stuff that's going on around us right now. But at the same time, the economy is changing, right? Are we having the right conversation?
Well, I think, when you rewind back to the Great Recession, there was a lot of conversation of what's the value of manufacturing, and particularly auto manufacturing in the United States. And I actually was kind of appalled at the lack of understanding of how important manufacturing is to any country. Because not only, here in this plant, for every hourly worker we have here, it produces 8 or 9 ancillary jobs or trickle-down jobs in the local area. And a country that loses its ability to make stuff, in my view, declines over time. And that's why I'm so encouraged by, since then, the importance of manufacturing and technology and the role technology plays in manufacturing has really gone up a notch.
But it's an interesting juxtaposition, right? Because you're running this company here, but also you're doing stuff in Silicon Valley where they make stuff, but different stuff. You know, they make higher skilled, more intricate processes and designs, and you're kind of on the cusp.
Well, actually, I disagree with that. We are not only a manufacturing company, we're a technology company. You know, if you look at, you know, the F-150 here, there's over 130 million lines of software code in our F-150. So, and when you go forward, we're not only going to be a manufacturing and a technology company, we're going to be an information company, particularly as our vehicles become part of the Internet of Things, how we run these plants and how all our robots and a lot of machinery are connected to the Internet. We're a technology company just as much as we're a manufacturing company.
Henry Ford comes back from the dead, takes a look around this plant, which was here when he was here.
Yeah.
And he comes into your office and he says, Mark, what the hell did you do to my company?
I actually think Henry, if you think about Henry Ford, he was the leading disruptor in his day.
Yeah.
Whether it was the moving assembly line or the $5 a day wage or the first affordable V8 engine. And I think he would walk into this plant and say, good job. You guys are continuing to look around the corner and say, what does it take to move this business ahead, not only in the next 12 months, but in the next 10 years?
Mark, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Great.
Mark Fields, the CEO of Ford there at the River Rouge complex last week. The rest of our conversation is on our Corner Office podcast. Check it out.